Patriots linebacker Jerod Mayo. Jerod, Mike, and Lou, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing good. We spent a lot of time talking about your defense this year, Jerod, and both with you and when you've not been here. And let me get your thoughts on last week. Was that the best game your defense has played so far this year?
I think, complete game. You know, we played well at times, but, it's a work in progress. You know, we try to get better each and every week. And anytime you have new faces, you know, you have to get used to playing with those guys. I think as soon as we get some, you know, continuity, we'll be fine.
You talk about continuity. You move up to the middle linebacker. Jeff Tarpinian's out there in that weak side. Was that an adjustment for you, moving around?
A little bit, but at the same time, I feel like I can play, you know, any spot, any linebacker spot the coach is asking me to do. So it's a little bit of an adjustment, but those guys up front did an excellent job as you watch the game.
You know, a couple of those new guys, Tarpinian, Sterling Moore. You know, Sunday Night Football, before the game, they introduced the defense. They got a little picture of you, and you stand there and say, I'm Jerod Mayo, you know, linebacker, Tennessee, and these guys, I get still photos. They didn't have an audio for either one of these guys. That's how new they are. Did you guys get on them for that, or did you even realize that happened?
No, I didn't even realize that. I figured they put like a question mark, a box with a question mark in there. Nah, man, but those guys, they've done well for us. Those guys come to work each and every day, and they play well for us.
In terms of what we saw on Sunday night, the pass rush was as good as it's been all year, and it was led by Andre Carter, 4.5 sacks. As a linebacker, Jerod, how does a pass rush like Carter and Anderson were able to get on Mark Sanchez, how does that affect you? Does it make your life easier at that linebacker spot?
Oh, definitely. You know, it makes it easier for the defensive backs, for the linebackers, for everyone, because you know that ball is coming out faster, and those guys did an excellent job. You know, like you said, Andre Carter had 4.5 sacks. No, I think that was like a record or a Patriot record or something like that. So he had a great game.
You know, we talked to Andre Carter on Mondays and been in this league a long time and obviously coming off of that great game. But just talking to him, he sounds like a guy, even though it's his first year, that he's probably a pretty vocal guy in that clubhouse. He's a leader already on that team.
Yeah, he is. He's great to have around, you know, and he's the type of guy you have to listen to. He's been around for a long time, like you said. And, you know, he's played a lot of good football in this league, so he has a lot of wisdom to hand down to young guys, and I'm included in that. You know, it's my fourth year, so I listen to everything yesterday.
Jerod Mayo joining us on a Patriots Friday. Jeff Tarpinian, in his first game, gets the start in that still photo that Lou joked about. As a captain and a communication guy, Jerod, what changes for you? What do you try to do as a teammate to help a guy like that who's starting outside of you at that position but making his first start in the NFL?
Just try to make sure, you know, he's calm and make sure, you know, he's ready to go. You know, he had a great week of practice, and I wasn't concerned at all about how he was going to play because I knew he knew his stuff, and I think he did a good job.
Was he nervous? Was there any point in the week where you thought this guy maybe a little bit nervous about maybe getting that start?
Not at all. You know, he was pretty cool, pretty calm out there.
Now,
of course you have a little bit of butterflies. I mean, you know, prime time, your first start, it's going to be a little bit, but he was all right.
I'm wondering if you caught that game last night. I mean, obviously at the New York Jets, it's a big game for you guys in the division, and I'm wondering if you're caught up in this Tebow mania, SEC guy. What are your thoughts on that game and Tim Tebow?
I didn't get a chance to watch a lot of the game last night, actually. I was focused on the Chiefs, studying that film. But, you know, Tebow, you know, he's doing good. Great quarterback, and you know, they're winning games. So, you know, I'm focused on the Chiefs right now, so I got to worry about that.
How important is that? Because we talk about Tim Tebow and a guy like that and what he means to that team. And I was saying that for some reason, listen, this team just plays for him. They believe in this quarterback, whether he's going to, you know, put up great numbers or just get a win. How important is that, not just on the offensive side of the ball, but defensively, to believe in that guy?
Yeah, that goes a long way. Anytime, you know, you believe in your quarterback, you know, your quarterback's already in a leadership role, and anytime you believe in what he's doing or believe in what your coach is doing, it's going to carry the team a long way.
Did you catch Tebow your last year at Tennessee, Jerod?
Yeah, I played him twice.
You did? So you saw him twice at Florida. Did you think that when you watched that skill set at that level, did you see, hey, I'm watching a guy who's going to be able to quarterback in the NFL?
He's a winner. You know, no matter if he throws the ball one time a game, if he can win you the game, you know, as he proved in college, he's a valuable asset for a team.
Now, you guys are going up against another quarterback, probably don't have much film on, Tyler Palko, with Matt Castle going down. How hard is that? The guy's 13 attempts in the NFL. You know, he's had a career UFL. He's actually cut in the UFL back in 2009. How difficult is it to prepare for a quarterback that you just don't know much about?
You know, it's difficult, but at the same time, you know, his skill sets are pretty comparable to Castle's. You know, they do the same type of things, and, you know, he can run, he can throw the ball. So, like you said, it is a little difficult not having as much film on him, but at the same time, you know, the schemes won't change because, you know, they're pretty similar in style.
Are you guys having to watch film of him, maybe in the UFL and other places he had to play to get ready for this guy?
we've just been watching a lot of preseason film, and, you know, we know he's a lefty. So, like I said, they have a pretty comparable skill set.
I know you say you didn't watch that game, but I'll just inform you, you know, the Denver Broncos beat the Jets, which is nice. Couple games behind, so they got five losses now in the conference. And when you look at that Jets team and you look at the Patriots and where we're going, a lot of question marks going on in that game last week. You know, the Jets taking over the AFC East. You guys step up, kind of give them a reminder who the beast of the East are moving forward. But you're facing a team like Kansas City. A lot of people looking at that as maybe a trap game after that big game against the Jets.
I don't think so. You know, I think the coaches have done an excellent job all week, you know, making sure we're prepared and focused on this upcoming game. You know, we're through with the Jets. We were through with the Jets the day after. You know, we're on to Kansas City, and I think that's the right mindset to have.
How does your week get affected from a preparation standpoint with the extra day and the Monday night game, Gerard?
More work. More film study, more work. So, you know, we feel like, you know, we're pretty prepared for this game, and we still have time. We still have that extra day to prepare.
You prepare for that game? Obviously, I know you do on Sunday, but do you watch any NFL games?
On Sunday, you know, I might watch a couple of games, but at the end of the day, it's all about the Chiefs. So.
All right, there we go. Gerard Mayo, every single Friday, Patriots Friday. Gerard, appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.